Good afternoon, everybody. Beautiful day outside, except for all the wind. We're going to be wrapping up basketball season tonight. I have Doug Brosman on. We're going to go through what we projected in the preseason, see how close we were, and go through all pod teams, all short team, all freshman team, and all that good stuff. So, Doug, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Nick. It's good to see you again. And now we can go back over our picks preseason. We did okay. I think we did okay.
We did, yeah.
The good thing is, I think, you know, most of the teams got through the season. Most of the teams got their 15 games. Yeah. A lot of teams got hurt by late season COVID. Mm-hmm. A couple teams got knocked out of the playoffs because of late season COVID. And there were a couple players that, you know, got the short end of the stick, I think, from COVID through no fault of their own. But that's what we had to live through. But we got through the season, and I don't think most people will complain about what we got. So,
no. And, you know, one positive thing that came out, I think a lot of people were a fan with the postseason pod set up with the different brackets. And hopefully that's, you know, I know a lot of coaches were a fan of that. And hopefully that's something they consider.
I think it's good because, I mean, you know, there's not many upsets in girls high school basketball.
No.
So when you're going, you know, you start those preliminary games with the 27 through 31 seed, and those teams always get, you know, drilled by the higher seed the next round. So at least make it competitive. But I just don't understand. One thing I didn't understand was the pod A was the championship pod. We'll call it the championship pod. It's the top 18. Did they consider each champion of a pod a short conference champion? Because I saw people posting that, oh, congratulations on your short conference championship, Donovan. And I'm like, well, it's great that they won their pod, but they weren't in the top eight pod. Yeah. So is that considered a short conference championship? Are they get, as somebody said, we're going to hang a banner. And I said, you know, that's good and all. But to me, it was you got to be in the top eight to have a chance to hang the banner. So,
I'm not sure. You know, I know a lot of Walt, you know, they was congratulations on their pod. I think they were at their pod championship, you know, which to me makes a little more sense, you know, their particular pod than, you
right.
Because you're right. Cause sure. You know, they can only be one sure conference champion.
And none of the other pod winners were beating St. Giovanni because nobody in the championship pod beat St. Giovanni. So, you know, it seemed odd to me. I guess, if you call the championship pod the short conference champion and everybody else a pod champion, I that's fine. I just don't know if you can call yourself or somebody can call you a short conference champion when you didn't beat St. John Vianney. So
I agree. You know, it was just good to see, you know, them get some competitive games in instead of, you know, like you said, getting blown out by 30 in the second round or, you know, even the first round. You know, so hopefully it's something, you know, they look to keep in the season. And it sounds like everybody was a fan of it.
Yeah, I didn't hear much negativity about it. So
no, good. Some negativity with the seating, but
you're always going to get that, I think. Some people, I guess, thought they had a gripe, but I think the seating committee did a good job.
Yeah. Thought they got the right eight teams in. You know, he could have adjusted a couple, but, you know, bottom line is nobody was beating St. John Vianney. So.
Correct. Right.
And you were still getting to play the games after that. You know, even if you got a limp, you know, you lost first round, you still had, you know, two more games.
And some of those games were very competitive and, you know, teams you wouldn't normally play. So that was a good thing also.
Yes, I agree. So, we'll get started with pod one, you know, the Donovan pod, you know, we both picked them to win their pod and, out of all the pods, they seem like they did a pretty good job of playing, getting through most of their pod games. Donovan won, you know, Toms River North came in second, which I think those were the top two teams we picked.
Right.
I think we both picked Jordan as the player of the year.
Correct.
Preseason. And, I mean, I'll go first. To me, you know, my player of the year for that pod was Olivia Conroy. She did everything right for that team. You know, she scored steal rebounds, you know, what impressed me most is some of the passing that she does too, which never gets recognized in the Shore Conference or, you know, in basketball altogether, not even just Shore. So to me, she was my player of the year.
I think the one thing you left out was her defense also.
Yeah.
Which, you know, unfortunately, that's an overlooked part of the game when most people just look at numbers. But when I watch a game, I like to see a kid work hard on defense and try to shut somebody down. And when you give an effort like that, you know, you should be praised. But I also have Olivia as my player of the year. I have some stats. I know you're shocked. 12.3 points, 9.1 rebounds. 9.1 rebounds as a guard. 2.6 assists and 2.4 steals a game. I mean, that's, you can't ask more of a kid to step up. And, you know, she did a great job. So I really don't think there was much dispute there.
No, and she's one, you know, I always say, you know, it seems like sophomore to junior year is where the players make the biggest jump in progress, and she definitely did that from sophomore to junior year. Yeah. So, and, you know, it's good, you know, we got another season to see, you know, how much further she could take it. And, you know, looking at Donovan's roster, you know, they're bringing almost everyone back, so they're going to be a tough team to handle next year. You know, Jordan, the only graduate, they're going to be a fun team to watch next year.
And I'm sure they'll have more kids coming in next year, so just add to the riches.
My all-pod team, you know, Gabby Ross, you know, she was strong in consideration for, you know, player of the year at the pod. You know, she put up a ton of points. Jordan Keenan from Donovan, you know, to make, you know, didn't score all the points, but, you know, the glue to that team, you know, and her leadership skills. Lizzie Gillen from Times of Reese had a great season. I know, you know, multi-sport athlete. Megan Sias, I saying that last name right? The freshman from TRN, you know, had a great season as a freshman. And, you know, TRN, who at Times River North, who has a lot of good players, you know, upperclassmen, you know, juniors and sophomores, you know, she was the key to that team this season. And Ann Wander from Times River South, who's a double-double machine. That rounds out, you know, that's my all-pod team.
My all-pod team is mostly similar. Gabby Ross, again, you know, in contention for pod player of the year. Megan Sias, averaged 10.3 points and 6 rebounds as a freshman. Lizzie Gillen, of course, had a great year. Kelly Ann Wander, we spoke before the season saying she's going to be pretty much the whole team. And, you know, they're going to double and triple team her, and she still averaged a double-double. Yeah. So good for her. And then I have Colleen Sullivan from East as my fifth player on the all-pod team. She had a great year. 9 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists. You know, Jordan, of course, we know Jordan's a great player. Unfortunately, she was one of the people that got bit by the sickness bug at the end of the year. And she, you know, Donovan had a stacked team, and she is the leader of that team, undisputed. I think anybody will tell you that. And, you know, I think probably in her nature, she's very competitive, but she let other people have the spotlight and didn't complain about it, didn't fuss about it. And that's what a true leader does. I mean, did it? She's not on the all-pod team. She's on my honorable mention, but I don't really think she cares. They had a great season and they won their pod. So, yep. And she'll be off to East Stroudsburg and have a great career there. So,
yeah. My honorable mention, you know, Kai Joseph, one of the transfers at Donovan, you know, had a really good season. Sullivan from Times of Reese, my honorable mention. Mooney from Lacey, who had a good season for Lacey. And to me, Lacey was one of those teams. They had a lot of players that contributed to similar stats, you know, that a well-balanced team, it seemed like, Lacey. And Julia Grzowski, did I pronounce it right, from North, you know, sophomore. Dickie.
Yeah. I have the same four. I have Jordan instead of Colleen. We swapped there. But I also added Kelly Goodall from East.
Okay.
Because, you know, I thought before the beginning of the season, if she improved the way she was improving the last 2 years, she'd have a good season. And she averaged, I think, close to double figures in rebounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to give her a shout out, and good kid, good player. And yeah, so I think the pod was competitive. Donovan kind of ran away. North didn't really have the season we thought they were going to have. Yeah. We said beginning of the season that they needed a leader to step up. And I think they probably still lack that a little bit, the go-to player to hit the shot. Yeah. And Gia Passat
Yeah.
Unfortunately, through no fault of her own, and you know, was out a good portion of the season. So
yeah, that's probably one of the players.
That definitely hurt them.
Yeah, that she's one of the players I feel bad. You know, she basically didn't have a junior season with everything that went on, and she's like I don't even think she caught COVID. I think it's just circumstances who she was around and when they had it. So, moving up, we'll go to pod two. We both picked Jackson to win Memorial, and Howell ended up winning the pod. You know, if you go by the pod records, Howell actually beat Jackson Memorial after they upset Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
But, I thought Howell and Jackson were two, figured those two teams were going to be towards the top with Central Regional hovering up there. So that pod pretty much, came, player-wise with the player of the year. You know, we both picked Rachel at the beginning of the year and, to me, the end of the year, obviously she was the player of the year. As for my old pod team, I have, Resco and Leary from Howell. They were a very tough duo to stop this season. Lexi Linton from Jackson Memorial. Alexis Voorhees from Brook Memorial, who's a great shooter. And Jalen Smith from Central Regional. That's my all pod team.
Well, Nick, great minds think alike. We have the exact same five as our all pod team. I don't think there was much dispute there. We said it was going to be a two-horse race between Howell and Jackson. Mm-hmm. And, like it always happens sometimes, you beat a team, you have a big win against Manchester, and then you go and play a good Howell team, and you just don't have that spark you had the game before. So Howell got the best of them. Howell won the pod. Congratulations. But Jackson made the top eight, so – I think that was a nice consolation prize for Rachel and the girls. So.
And Howell was a tough team because they took Red Bank Regional twice, to the fourth quarter. They were, they're winning going into the fourth, just couldn't hold on. So, I talked to the coach after the RBR games before the pod started, playoffs started, and he said those are the games he wanted his girls to play. So when it came to the pods, they could, realize what they have to do to hold on to those tight games instead of letting them slip through. So, I got to see Howell a couple times. They were a fun team to watch. And, obviously Jackson was, fun to watch.
Yeah, I got to see them up close and personal. And
And you got to see in person, what Capua could do, both those games.
37 points. Yeah, She lit us up. But she's a great player. I mean, look, East Stroudsburg, they're getting two great players from the Shore. And they're a pretty good Division II team. That PSAC conference is very strong. Mm-hmm. But, man, she is bringing in some players there.
And, Bianca missing her freshman year because of the COVID. You got a strong point guard right there, too, from the Shore. They're going to be a fun team to, watch to see how the Shore girls, develop out there.
Agreed. And now I'll go with my honorable mention. I got Nicole Kuhl from Brick. Alana Bergstrom from Lakewood. She had a good year. I mean, Lakewood, you know what Lakewood is. But they compete. They're tough. They're not going to give in. And she had a really good year. Tania Decker from Central and Mackenzie Bruno from Howell. Those are my honorable mentions.
My only difference is at Zoe from Jackson Memorial and not the Lakewood girl, but, Bruno was one of those Howell players that just did everything, rebound, hit a big three when she needed to. And, she had to get recognized. And, she's one of those multi-sport athletes too, I think. Let me pull up. Next pod, Manchester pod. We both picked Manchester. We both picked Destiny. And obviously she hit her 2,000 points, the all-time leading scorer in Manchester, right?
Yes, boys and girls. 2,010 points, I believe she ended – her career with. So congratulations. It's a big accomplishment.
Yes. And it has to be over 1,000 rebounds too. I mean, do you have that stat in front of you?
Don't have the stat, but I believe it's over 1,100.
Yeah. And she, this year alone had to be over 20 a game.
She averaged 18.7 rebounds a game this year.
The two games I was at, she had over 20. I was like, oh my God. And there, you know, and they're, you know, she bangs the body and they, you know, they're physical with her and she just keeps going right through it. So
I saw every one of our games this year. They threw everything at her and some games it worked. The RBC game, she did not have a great game. She ended up scoring a lot, but it wasn't one of her best games. And I think she'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she fought through double, triple teams, and still averaged 30 points and close to 19 rebounds a game. So,
yeah, I said beginning of the season, you know, she was going to have like a Audrey Gomez type season, and those are similar stats. You know, I know it's a different, tough to say.
Yeah. You know, I've been around the short conference pretty much my whole life. Audrey Gomez was by and large far and away the best player I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt about it. And there have been other great players in the Shore Conference. We at Manchester had Leilani Correa 2 years ago, who's now having a great career at St. John's. Destiny's right up there with them. She's just a tough kid. Tough kid. She works hard and, you know, she's on to North Carolina and bigger and better things. So,
yeah, she is a great kid. Go through my pod picks. Bridget Dudas from Highlands Junior, Maura Carney from Liberty, Shaver from Point Borough, Jen Farah from Point Borough, and Quigley from Manchester, freshman from Manchester. That rounds out my all pod team, which it was a tough pod.
Oh yeah, definitely a tough pod. A lot of good individual talent, not much team success.
Yeah.
But a lot of individual talent. My all pod team, I have Amaya Bray from Manchester, who, you know, coaches always say, who do you play your best games against? Mm-hmm. Who do you step up against? When do you show up? And in the championship pod, Amaya averaged 17 or 18 points a game in the three games. So, you know, she saved her best for last and really showed that next year she's going to be in contention for an all-shore spot.
Yep.
So, you know, very proud of her. I also have Shaver and Farah from Point Borough, Carney from Liberty, and Dudas from Pinelands.
I have Amaya is definitely my honorable mention. You know, it was – if I went six, she was clearly my sixth player, but I don't cheat. I have Aria from Liberty, you know, the freshman Chelsea from Liberty. I would try pronouncing her last name, Lavazello. And Kara McCoy from Barnegat. She had a pretty good season for Barnegat. Yeah. Those are my honorable mentions.
Now I have McCoy, Lavazo, Isabel Giro from Barnegat. Yeah. I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And Devin Quigley. Mm-hmm. My honorable mention team.
I know Isabel well from seeing Barney get a bunch of times during soccer season. She's a pretty good soccer player. I actually didn't know she played basketball until the season started. So, and you know, everyone knows I love my soccer players on the basketball court.
Me too. I'm very, very partial to soccer players. And I believe Isabel scored on Morgan this year. So, I still put
I
her
think
on
so. I think, yeah. I think yeah. I got that clip. Yeah. I think I saw that. Pod four, to me, it was tough to do pod four because two of the top teams, Middletown South and Marlboro, you know, they really didn't play. And, I felt, you know, Marlboro, one of those teams you feel bad for because they didn't have any positive cases there. It's just, you know, fortune, some circumstances of playing a team that, you know, had tested positive. And, you know, their postseasons were wiped out, which probably helped the seating committee, them not being in there. But
I believe it was 9 people for 8 spots. Marlboro beating Saddle River Day was a huge win.
Yeah.
But then, unfortunately, at the end of the season, they got the contact tracing and were knocked out.
Yeah.
So it was a very tough pod because I don't think a lot of the teams in that pod got all 15 games. So
No. Middletown eight, Marlboro 9, Freehold Borough 9.
Yeah.
The other teams hit double digits, but
right.
My player of the year, you know, it was tough. I was bouncing back and forth, but I went with Hannah Orliff from Freehold. One of the reasons I stuck with her was because the first Trinity game, she was out, and, you know, they didn't look good for Freehold, and just meant what she meant, you know, to that team. And then, you know, my all-pod team, Nina from Trinity Hall, freshman, outstanding player. I got to watch her live, and, you know, you can see what she means to that team. Sammy J, the limited game she had a great season. Bella Orlando, who really stepped up this season for Middletown South after, you know, that big graduate, you know, those top graduates, you know, graduating last year. Danny from Marlboro and Tanya Ellsbury from Freehold.
Okay. We differ a little bit. I had Nina as my player of the year from Trinity Hall. Great season as a freshman. I had Hannah Orloff, Tanya Ellsbury, Sammy J, Danny Schlesinger, and Haven Dora as my all pod team.
Yeah, I had Dora, honorable mention, Beth Rankin from Middletown South, Jess Reapy, and Dara Grinberg from Manalapan, who she had pretty good stats and, you know, only a sophomore. So a couple more years to see if, you know, Manalapan could build some players around her and they could become more competitive.
Yep. I had Grinberg also, Jess Reapy, Isabella Orlando I had as my honorable mention, and Kaylee Ellsbury from Freehold Township.
So yeah, pretty similar. Yeah, it was tough, you know. Nina, I was, you know, she was being considered, you know, from a player of the year of the pod. She's gonna be fun to watch the next three seasons. Yeah. In the short,
the team's gonna be fun to watch.
Good. Yes, team. Yeah, they are very talent. Very young team. Player one mentioned from Trinity Hall, you know, Emma Bradley. You know, she decides she's not gonna play in college, but the game I was at, they were struggling, and then she came in, and you know, she, you know, doesn't score all the points, but does everything right. And, you know, when she came in, it became a competitive game, you know, knocking down some big shots, getting the big rebounds, blocking shots. So, you know, it was disappointing when I heard, you know, she wasn't going to play the next level. But, you know, nice little player there that, you know, hopefully somebody next year could be that glue that could come off the bench when, you know, they need a spark like she did this past season.
Every team needs one of them.
Pod five. I cheated a little bit with pod five. It's St. John Vianney.
You just said you don't cheat.
I know. I cheated with this one. None of the St. John Vianney girls are on my all pod team because that whole team could probably be, you know, let's be, they are the all pod team. I did put Madison St. Rose as, you know, player of the year at a pod, but I did not put any of the players in there because they, every single one of them deserve to be, you know, they, that one of the perfect teams, you know, my, you know, you watched Ashore a long time. Was that probably one of the most complete teams you've seen in a long time in the Ashore Conference?
There's been some St. John Vianney teams that were really good.
Yeah.
There've been some RBC teams that were really good. Manasquan teams in recent years that were really good. This was the deepest team. Mm-hmm. St. John Vianney. I believe you could go 1 through 10, 11, 12 on that team and not lose a beat. Mm-hmm. They're probably practicing against the second best team in the Shore every practice. So, yeah, I believe this is one of the best teams. And unfortunately, they didn't get to show it through a full 34 game season. Mm-hmm. They did beat Trenton Catholic, mm-hmm. which I'm glad they got to set that game up.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen them play Rutgers Prep.
Yeah.
That would have been a good game also. Yeah. I don't think Rutgers Prep would have won, but I saw Rutgers Prep the weekend after the season ended at the Tournament of Champions that the Hoop Crew put on. We, Manchester, got to play them. What a solid team. Solid team.
I think Rutgers Prep beat them at No Boys Allowed, actually, before in the fall, too.
Yeah, good. Very good team. Very solid. Another deep team. But, yeah, this probably was one of the – if not the best team. I just wish they would have got to show it over 34 games instead of 15.
Yeah. But, you know, Dawn did do a good job replacing the games that she lost out on with, you know, Saddle River Day. Like you said, they got TCA, they got Paul the Six, which I know they're not, you know, top another, five, but yeah. Paul the Six, you know, they got that really good guard down there. And, you know, she did it. if a team backed out, you know, or a team, you know, had to cancel because of COVID, she made sure she got one of the top teams in New Jersey, whether it came from the Shure Conference or outside the Shure.
And that, that's one of the benefits.
You expect nothing less from Dawn.
One of the benefits of having those three letters, SJV, you know, you can play. People want to play you. They want to try to knock you off. It usually never happens, but teams, you know, they're going to get the team's best shot. And they took the team's – Paul pulled a six out of a very good game against them. Trenton Catholic played them well, but they're just a much better team.
Yeah.
So I agree with Madison's my player of the year also.
You want to go through your
I did not cheat. I put St. John Vianney kids on. And I feel bad leaving one or two of them off, but you know, it's just the way it goes. Katie Hill from St. John Vianney, Ryan Taylor from Holmdel, Jess Stessing from Colts Neck. She had a very good season.
Yeah.
Skylar Paris from Mattawan, another solid season. And Olivia Palmer from Holmdel. Also my all pod team.
We're very similar. You know, I had Jess from Colts Neck, Palmer and Taylor from Holmdel. I had Vic Palladino from Middletown North, and the center, Ayala from Mattawan, was on my – I had Skylar as honorable mention. It was tough. Those two, you know, complemented each other, you know, during the season.
Yeah.
My honorable mention, Patty Walsh from Middletown North, Sarah O'Leary from Raritan, and Ronnie Brucata from Middletown North. She had a very good season. You know, shooting the ball from Middletown North. So those were my honorable mentions. Like I said, I didn't list any St. John Vianney players because they all should have been listed.
You took the easy way out.
Yeah, I cheated.
my honorable mention, I had Megan Cahallan, St. John Vianney, Emma Bruin from St. John Vianney, Ronnie Bricado from Middletown North, and Megan Casey from Raritan.
Yeah. Now, Bruin's one of those players that I was up in arms when the All-Shore team came out. You know, not getting a second or third because she shut down every top guard that came into that gym. And it just shows you that media, they look at the points and that's really it.
And like we said, you know, St. John Vianney starters practicing against their second team is like the number one and two team in the Shore.
Yeah.
But those girls know the only way you're going to get playing time is to prove it in practice. And, you know, Emma can shut down anybody she wants, and she proved it.
Yep.
So, you know, too bad the state doesn't do an all defensive team.
Yeah, she'd be number one.
I as a coach, I stress defense. I love defense. It's just unfortunate that it's not really a look well upon stat or anything. And I wish they did an all. She'd be the defensive player of the year, no doubt.
Yeah. I think Tiny's all defense team's coming out this week. I'm sure. He pretty much tweeted that we don't know who it's going to be. So
yeah.
Moving to pod six. Tough pod. It's the RBC Rumson RBR. You know, RBC, one of those teams, unfortunately, you know, middle of the season, gets stuck with the COVID bug. You know, Justine, you know, one of the best players in the state, missed a bunch of games, a couple additional games from when the team was even, you know, back on the court. It just, you know, kind of ruined the flow. You know, they were getting ready to play some good teams, and then they had to shut down in the middle of the season. They ended up – they played St. John Vianney in the finals. And, you know, St. John Vianney just, you know, lit them up like they did everybody else.
Yeah.
But they got, you know, most of their players coming back to, you know, next season. So next year's the year, you know, with Allie and Justine.
Yeah, definitely. Again, unfortunate that they got hit with the COVID restrictions, but a good year. Made it to the championship pod final. My player of the year is from RBC, and it's Miss Consistency, Allie Carmen. Great year. They averaged 14 points a game. Now, all coaches did not keep stats of rebounds, assists, block shots, but I'm sure she would have been right up there in block shots and rebounds in the Shore Conference. But yeah, just a consistent season. Justine got knocked out for a bunch of games. Mm-hmm. And Allie really stepped up. So that's my player of the year.
Mine is Madison LaRosa from Shore Regional. To me, you just take her off Shore Regional and they don't win a game. But you know, she was very consistent with the point score. You know, even when they played the tough teams, you know, she dropped 28 on Donovan. Mm-hmm. And that was with Drejos was out with an injury. So if you know Shore Regional, you know, that's when one of your two basketball players is out. Teams could focus, you know, put all their focus, and she still was able to drop 28. And, you know, I know players that go up against her are very complimentary about her. I don't know what she finished points per game, but it had to be up 16, there, I'm sure.
16.7.
Yeah. So I know she finished with over, like, 200, right? Was it just that 200?
I think it was just over.
Yeah, just over.
Yeah.
So she's my, you know, player of the year just because, you know, the impact. And, you know, she was able to put up the stats all season too against, the, you know, some of the better teams. Mm-hmm. My all pod team, you know, Grace Munt, Rumson, senior, Chloe Tier, RBR, Allie Carmen, who was, if it wasn't Madison, Allie was going to be my, you know, player of the year in the pod. Cornestino from Rumson Fairhaven, who just shoot the lights out. And Justine Passat, because even in the limited games she played, she put up some big numbers. And, you know, it's really a shame that, you know, she didn't have a full season two to see what she, you know, really do.
Yeah, we have mostly the same team. Grace, Julia Corsentino, Chloe Teeter. I have Madison LaRosa, who we swapped with Allie Carmen as player of the year. And I have Caitlin Decker as my fifth player. Again, we all know Justine's a great player. And I don't think she's hurt that I didn't put her on the first team. I wore my hat just to show that, you know, fellow Vol. But yeah, unfortunately, it's hard to put somebody on there who played seven games. Although, you know, we know what she did in those seven games.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to deter her one way or another. She's going to keep working 4 or 5 hours a day and just have a chip on her shoulder and be ready for next year.
Yeah. My honorable mention, Jada Rogers from Long Branch. The freshman, Maya Truce from Monmouth Regional. Did I pronounce that? She had a very good freshman year. Madola and Decker were my other two honorable mentions.
So I have Cortland McBaron from RFH, who I wanted to put on the first team. I couldn't put the
Rockton
girls on because she early in the season, she was dominant.
Yeah.
I have Justine, Mia from Monmouth, and I have Jada Rogers from Long Branch. Mm-hmm.
Cortland, one of those multi-sport athletes too that could do it. Mm-hmm. And another player, you know, Rumson had, you know, did everything for them, you know, Chase Boyle, another, you know, rebound block shot. She had a very good game against Manasquan in the first round of the bracket, you know, doing everything for that team. So yeah, that was a tough bracket because there's a lot of talent just on those three teams alone. And then, you know, you throw in, you know, Shore, you know, the Monmouth regional girl, who, you know, has got a lot of potential to be something special. Pod seven, St. Rose. We both picked Abby at the beginning of the season. Abby was my choice for player of the year.
Made us look smart.
Yeah. my all pod team, Mary Donnelly, who had a wonderful season. You know, she gave Abby a run for her money for, you know, being pod player of the year.
I think I picked Mary as my pod player of the year.
I think you look smart.
Yeah.
Brooke Holloway, Rosie from St. Rose, I don't want to butcher her last name. Georgia Heine from Manasquan, and Young from Neptune rounds out my pod team.
My all pod team is Mary Donnelly, Rosie. I have Anjanae Young, if I'm pronouncing her name correct, from Neptune. I put Shane Eldridge, freshman from Wall, on the all pod team, and Georgia from Manasquan.
Yeah, I have Shane's an honorable mention. Evans from Wall. I put Stapleton just because you could tell when she got hurt what she actually meant to the St. Rose team because, you know, they didn't look like the same powerful team when she got hurt. And freshman Raquel Guida from Rainey.
Guidetti.
She rounds out my honorable mention. It was another tough pod. you know, they, you know, quite a bit of talent in that pod, you know.
Yes. I have Raquel also. I have Sophia Chibukian from Ocean. Okay.
She had a good
Emily Tverdyk from Wall, another freshman, another great season. Brooke Hollowell and Layla Laws. Mm-hmm. Layla, when Stapleton went down, Layla really stepped up. Yeah. You know, she's one of those players, you know, has talent, but is always hiding in the wings a little bit. And Abby, of course, overshadows everybody on that team. But when they played us in the first round of the championship pod, she probably played the best defensive game I've ever seen on Destiny in 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying. That she, not only that, she took it to us on offense also.
Yeah, she did.
She had a 10 or 11 points that game, I believe.
I think she had seven alone in the third quarter.
Yep. And that's when they blew the game open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Layla, if there was a most improved player in the Shore, mm-hmm. I think she'd probably be the pick.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting texts from other coaches, what's going on. And, you know, we all assumed Maggie Kavanaugh was going to be the one on Destiny and Layla, and coaches were like, wow. And they were like, how is she doing? I was like, shut Destiny down, because Destiny had 0 points
as
in the first.
Destiny down. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Destiny came out of the first quarter with 0 points. When can you say that happened? And then she started to get in her groove in the second half with scoring and that backdoor cut. She was, you know, we were sitting next to each other. I came, that backdoor cut was killing.
I still have visions of that. You know, great cut, great pass, and
that was a perfect team game by St. Rose too, because Nyasia Irvin had a great game, and she was one of the ones making all those passes, you know, when the girls were cutting, you know, rebounding. And, you know, I think they all, you know, when you wouldn't expect St. Rose to win like that when, you know, Abby had, I think, just that 20 or maybe 19 points.
Right.
And their other top scorer, Rosie, only had 12, you know, and, you know.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think all five of their starters had double figures.
Yes, they did. No, they did. I think Irvin had 15. I think Laws had 13. And, you know, Maggie Kavanaugh had a good game.
She was hot early. Hit a couple big threes early.
So that was one of the best team basketball games I think I've seen in a long time, where, you know, everybody played like a team. It was it was fun to watch, you know, especially being a, you know, a St. Rose alum.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I'm a Donovan guy. So, you know, but, you know, I know we're not going to do Coach of the Year, and I know Dawn, you know, is perpetually the Shore Conference Coach Year. She's just a great coach. But the job that
Mary Beth
did at St. Rose, with, you know, everybody said coming into the season, oh, it's just going to be Abby. They're going to have a down year. They lost two great players. Mm-hmm. And the job she did with that team, culminating, you know, beating Manchester in the first round, with, like you said, the perfect team game. She had a great game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Her coaching staff put together a great game plan. They knew how they were going to attack Manchester. They said, hey, we're going to put Layla on Destiny and see what happens. And it worked out great for them. So if I had a Shore Coach of the Year, 1 and 1A, Mary Beth would be.
Yeah. I agree. You know, because, you know, you lose Brynn, you lose Michaela. A couple good role players off the bench too graduated. And they didn't lose a step, you know.
No.
You know, and from the start of the season, I mean, lose at the buzzer to Manasquan, and then they whipped Manasquan pretty good the next day at Manasquan's gym, and, you know, they went rolling from there.
Yeah, so. Not only – I don't think they lost a step. I think they actually looked better, more as a – more team basketball throughout the whole season
than in the past.
So.
They were fun to watch. Final
– I didn't find it so fun.
No.
One time I got to see them, but, yeah.
The last pod, modern day Point Pleasant Beach, the Henry Hudson. Modern day ended up playing Wall for the champion, the pod. Mm-hmm.
Pod, right.
But there was Point Beach was in that pod as well. Point Borough. I think they were the only other teams from this pod. Well, Point Borough's not in it. But I think we both picked Cassidy Burns at the beginning of the year. She was my player of the year It was between her and, you know, Allie House. I went with Burns for player of the year.
I went with House. So, yeah.
My all pod is Taeja Cooper from Asbury. Her stats are through the roof.
16.2 points a game. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what grade. I'm still trying to figure out what grade she's in. I don't, because it's not listed.
They don't list anything. It's so odd. Yeah.
I got to ask Dave, because Dave knows her. I think he knows the family. Allie Haas, Anne McGavin from Henry Hudson, Jamina Range. I hope I'm pronouncing that. Senior. I got to see her play against Wall. Very nice player. You know, could do everything. And Isabel Ben-Nars from Keyport. And I think she's only a sophomore, so she's going to be around for a couple more years. That's my all pod team.
Like I said, I have Allison House as the player of the year, Taeja Cooper, Isabella Bednarz, Cassidy Burns, Jamina Range, and Ann McGavin were my all pod team.
My honorable mentions, Jada Clayton from Point Beach, Leanna Brown from Modern Day, Madison Fernandez, Kingsburg, and for some reason I don't have a fourth one listed.
You know what? Neither do I. I had three also, and there's three. So
sorry, guys.
No, and you know what? Listen, everybody kind of, you know, B Central, blah, blah, blah. Not a great team, not a great league, not a great division. We kick their butt all the time. But you know what? They're very competitive within their little group there. Three teams finished over 500. So Henry Hudson, I think, 2 years in a row now over 500. So something to build on there. And, you know, I didn't really get to see a lot of the games. The one good part of not being able to go to the games, I got to watch three or four games a night instead of going to one. So I did get to see some of the games. But I wish I got to see more. But, a very competitive pod.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to see Modern Day against Wall in that finals. And they were a fun team, but, you know, they were shooting a lot of threes, and none of them were going in. They kept Wall in the game, and then, you know, I think Conley's a great coach, and you know, Wall stepped up in the second half. And you had Emily as an honorable mention for the St. Rose pod, the Wall pod, and she won player of the pod for the playoffs as a freshman, and she was good.
And that team is going to be team to watch next year. Getting two good freshmen next year.
Yeah.
And like you said, if kids realize that they have a great coach there, a homegrown coach, somebody that's invested in Wall, maybe they'll stay home and build Wall into a contender.
Just starts. You need one good class, and then hopefully the class under you comes, and then you can build something. But Conley's a very, very good coach. And, you know, even the games they lost, you could just tell that they, you know, they were prepared. They just didn't have the basketball, you know, players to match up, you know, but that's, you know, that's going to start to change, hopefully.
That'll come with experience.
Yep. We'll do all freshman team first. My freshman year was Nina from Trinity Hall. She just meant so much to that team, but there were so many good freshmen. Cameron Gardner from RBR. I think she started from the second game on, if I'm correct. She might have started the first game too, but I know she definitely started from the second game on the rest of the season. Megan Sias from Times River North, who, you know, I think she had their best stats, you know, overall stats. Shane Eldridge from Wall, great point guard, great handles, could shoot, take it to the hoop. It all starts with her. Devin Quigley from Manchester, you know, great. She had a great season, you know, offensively put up a lot of points, was a good two option to Destiny. Scoring wise, and she can knock down the three when, you know, everyone's caving in on Destiny down under. And Raquel, I'm gonna butcher her name again, Gudito from Rainey. I got to see Rainey quite a bit. You know, they were one of the schools lucky enough that did that network for free for fans, and I got to watch them quite a bit. And the progress she made from the first game of the year all the way on, she's a nice little player that Rainey has, and they're gonna be able to build off that.
Yep. I think we're pretty close. Freshman of the year is Nina, also from Trinity Hall. Mm-hmm. I have Cameron Gardner, Megan Sias, Shane Eldridge, Emily Tverdick, and Devin Quigley.
Okay.
All freshman team.
So one change, but there's a lot. I mean, there's freshmen we didn't even bring up that, you know, Hope or Sonis is probably going to end up being the best best one out of that class. And we, you know, we didn't mention it, you know, and, you know.
But that's a stacked team. You know,
I know that's the issue. Yeah. But, you know, once she got in, you know, what impressed me most about watching Hope is her passing. You know, she passes like a senior veteran, like some of the looks that she gets and stuff like that. So I know she didn't get mentioned for Alfred, but she, you know, she's probably gonna end up being, she might end up being the best one out of the 2024 class. But there, yeah, there's a lot of good talent in this 2024 class. All right, all short team. Madison St. Rose, you know, player of the year. It was between her and Katie Hill, in my opinion. Both had great years. I went with Madison, you know, and I know she just won back to back NJ.com player of the year for a short conference. Can she make it three in a row next year? Probably.
Stopping her.
You know, Destiny was probably the best chance to take the reign this year, but, you know, it went with, you know, Madison just, you know, led the team in so many big games.
I agree with you. I went with Madison also. To me, it was between Madison and Destiny, but I went best player on best team. That's kind of how, you know, how it goes. And I'm, you know, I know Destiny very well. I'm very partial to her, but how you can't not put Madison as the player of the year.
So steps up. And, you know, it's funny. I was looking at the stats and she had a lot of steals and she don't get, you know, they don't talk about her defense.
But
she had 30 plus.
Let's see, I'll give you the stats. Three steals a game.
Yeah.
That's
no joke right there. Yeah.
No.
Princeton is getting a great one.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about kids making choices for college and a lot of short talent going to great universities, academic institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Madison could have played, I think, anywhere she wanted.
Yep.
But, you know, as someone that thinks a lot smarter than what I did when I was in high school, you know, take the education at Princeton, and that you cannot fault a kid for wanting to do that. You know, think of the possibilities when she gets out of there, that, you know, alumni network and the education she's going to get. So she could have gone anywhere she wanted. And I think that Princeton's a great choice. She is going to be a fantastic player there.
You know, I'm sure, you know, me, we've talked about this. I think, you know, when you play a sport, whether it's basketball, soccer, your number one job in high school is, you know, the best school that wants you, you know, don't be waiting on, you know, hoping for a better offer, or, you know, you want to go to a bigger sports school. You know, your job should be get as much of your education paid for as you can.
Absolutely.
And go, I mean, and look at it, you know, sure, you know, the Patriot League, you know, they're up there in academics, the Patriot League, and they're getting, they're all those schools recruit, you know, heavily from the shore.
Yep.
So yeah, Madison, you know, she's gonna have a great future and, you know, be bossing one of us around.
I'm sure.
In the future, whatever she died, you know, I've never spoken to her. I don't know what her career ambitions are after college, but, you know, great choice for her. And, you know, she's a great player and, you know, local, you know, we could get in a car and go watch her play whenever we want.
Absolutely.
My all short team, Capua, Adams, Katie Hill, Abby. And, you know, because I picked Madison my player of the year, Mary Donnelly is my fifth for all short.
I have the exact same five as all short.
So my, during the summer and fall leagues, I said it was going to be Capua, Adams, Katie Hill, Madison St. Rose,
Abby,
and Abby. And they did not disappoint me at all. And like you said, you know, for everything going on, you know, we had a really good season. You know, it was a fun season.
I agree. It was great to get out there. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, parents actually got to get to the gym and watch the teams play and watch the kids play. And I know I appreciated it, having a senior getting to watch her last five or six basketball games in her career, because this is it for basketball for her. So I was excited to be able to do that at least for the last 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah. And, you know, I give credit to the athletic directors getting that up and running, you know, I think, you know, it was proved late on Thursday night. I was at a game Friday night, and there was parents in the bleachers already. So,
yeah,
you know, all the, you know, the ADs did a really, and I think by Saturday games, all the schools were. So, you know, they did a good job, you know, trying to get their, you know, the parents, you know, into the stands.
Yep. And you know, all the proper precautions were taken. And, and the kids, I think, the coaches may have liked an empty gym better, but the kids did appreciate having some fans and cheerleaders there. Probably the refs too. Well, please. I said enough about the refs preseason. I don't need to say anything postseason. But listen, everybody did a great job. It was a tough season, tough circumstances, but everybody pulled through. And, you know, you could see more so this year, the camaraderie, teams wanting to play each other, wanting to be in the gym. There were no, at least from what I noticed, there wasn't much chippiness during the games. It was teams just very happy to be there, very happy to get to play and compete and play for something. Not a state championship, not a typical short conference championship, but play for something. Yeah. And I think that was important.
Yeah, I mean, the Shore, you know, there was other conferences that didn't have any postseason. You know, the Shore, you know, when they realized there was no state, the Shore Conference did a good job putting together, you know, what they can, and, you know, end up, you know, maybe long-term solution. You know, a lot of teams liked that option that they had with the different groups that we spoke on before. So, you know, hopefully next year, full gyms, because I was rewatching some games from last year. There's nothing like a close game in a packed house.
No, the atmosphere. I mean, it's you know, and there were, for the small crowds, there were some games where it sounded like a packed gym, which is great. But, you know, I'm looking forward to going to games next year. I, other than going to watch Morgan play soccer in college, I'll be doing this with you during the soccer season and during the basketball season. So I'll have a lot of time to get out and see more teams, more players, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm counting down to soccer ball drops in the fall. I was talking to one of the soccer coaches. I said, I can't wait for the fall. He agreed, you know.
Yeah.
Get over this pandemic and let's get a full season going.
Get a full season. Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, Doug, I appreciate, you know, you taking your time out and us doing this. I look forward to, you know, next season, you know, soccer season. And then, you know, we'll do this again for basketball, for all the basketball fans. But, you know, the feedback when we did in the preseason was all, you know, at least on my end was positive. And hopefully people don't get upset with our picks. but I think we did a good job. I think we did.
You got to be impartial. And, you know, I think, like I said, everybody deserves credit for the season they had this year. But I appreciate you having me on again. I didn't drop your ratings too much preseason, so it's good to be back on postseason. I'm looking forward to doing this during soccer season and another basketball season next year.
Yeah. So people know next year we're planning on doing like a weekly recap show. Not just the preseason and postseason, we'll do player of the week and all that good stuff for soccer and basketball. So,
and hopefully have some guest appearances, coaches and players next year.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, player of the week and coach or whatever. We'll figure that all out, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug. And, you know, the Shore as good as anybody when it comes to, you know, probably all the sports, you know, better than me. I just know soccer. Well, now these days, soccer and basketball, but, I can't think of somebody better to partner with, so I appreciate it.
And you do a great job, and I know everybody appreciates the work you put in and the time you put in.
Yeah, I want to thank, you know, the parents that always, you know, come up to me at games and thank me, and, you know, it means
a lot. The ones that snuck you in the side door during the games this year? Yeah.
But I appreciate it. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next basketball season unless you join us for soccer season.
All right, take care.